So, I mean, anyway, there's going to be a lot to do. It's going to be fun, and we will see each other. But no, we have not. I'm hoping that they're going to Mount Rushmore on the evening of the 4th, because then we could just meet there.
Right.
But if not, maybe we can share a dipped cone at the Dairy Queen in Rapid City at some point.
I don't.
So anyway, I'll let you guys know. We're going to be on hiatus. So, you know, it'll be a cliffhanger. Did Adam meet Kathy Bacon for a dipped cone?
You could call into the It's All About Me show. And
I'm boycotting that show. I cannot call into that show. You know what? I could call Big Fatty, though.
You could. You know, Big Fatty is the clearinghouse for all things on the internet. You should probably call Big Fatty show.
Kathy and I should plan our vacation through voicemails to Big Fatty.
That would be amazing. I want this to happen. I want Big Fatty to happen.
And say, okay, Big Fatty, I wanted to say to Kathy Bacon, what day did she want to meet?
That's right. I think you should. You should call the fat one. Actually, we should just do it right now. You should just call the fat one and you should say, you know, hey, Fatty, this is, I'm calling about Kathy Bacon because all right, I'm going to do this. Let's see. Hold on. I think I can do this. I know how to do this. All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Are we pre-recording this or are we actually calling?
No, we're doing this live. We're doing it live. What is it? Do you know his voicemail number? Does anyone know his voicemail number?
Oh, I don't know it off the top of my head. I mean, I could go to his website, but.
Yeah, we'll do that. Go to his website.
Don't do bigfatty.com, whatever you do. Okay. Don't. So the number is, I hope it's at the top. Yeah, 206-337-1438. Oh, look, Kathy's putting it in the.
All right.
That's a very nice ringtone.
Pick up, damn it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, Big Fatty is the clearinghouse for all things on the internet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1682. I say chew of the BFO for Friday, the 4th of July, 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to open some cans, and we've got the winner of the contest. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, sugar plums. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. Is going well, y'all. You are sugar plums today. Well, number one, because it's crema in July, and we had to have a little crema music. But, y'all, the other reason you are sugar plums is that, you know, Granny has started listening to some little shows, and he says that he really gets a kick out of listening to that Cocktails and Sugar Plums. Granny's crazy, but so are they over there. Cocktails and Sugar Plums. I told him it was kerfuffles, but he thought it was sugar plums. Poor old thing. Poor Granny. Hi, y'all, I hope you, for those of you in the U.S. of A., I hope you're having a lovely 4th of July. And for those of you not in the U.S. of A., I hope you're having a lovely 4th of July. Fat, you're just silly. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, the 4th of July, y'all, we've got several celebrations of exiting the birth canal. The first one, a little sad, y'all, today would have been the Baby Jaws celebration of exiting the birth canal. But, you know, earlier this year, he passed away. So, anyway, but that means we're still think about him on this day. And, y'all, Big Fatty's friend, Shaniqua. Big Fatty, his name is not Shaniqua. Okay, David. has a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. And yo, someone from the Pride 48 family, y'all, he is the star of the Joe Batant show. No, it is not the Big Liar, y'all. It is not the Big Liar. And y'all, he did announce that he will be coming to the Pride 48. You all heard it, Pride 48 weekend, y'all. It is the Taco Loco himself, y'all. It is that Joe Batant. He is out there in the City of Angels. Big, that's lovely, but that's not all the celebrations of exiting the birth canal that we have. Y'all, coming up this weekend, Tamari, the 5th of July, on Saturday, y'all, we have got a good friend of that trucker, Alex. Y'all, you hear me say her name once a year, y'all. It's that Sandy Flamenco, and trucker Alex. Every time I say Sandy Flamenco, I want you to toot your horn, Big Freddy. then also, y'all, on Saturday, in addition to Sandy Flamenco, y'all, it's a Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Big Freddy, it's a squeaky kitty whisperer. No, it's the kitty whisperer. I mean, the kitten whisperer. Paul, I hope you and Sandy Flamenco and Joe Batance just have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope there's gonna be some red, white, and blue cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Make a wish, dream a dream, wish it in your heart, send your wish will come true.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that Gus Chad is in a special can for Big Fatty to open on the 4th of July show, so we're going to do that right now. And y'all, look at that, Big Fatty, y'all, it is, I believe that's you, Poodle Big Fatty, and Squeaky Kitty. It says Squeaky Kitty, and I wish everyone a happy, safe 4th of July. Hope there'll be cake. And that's Poodle in her red, white, and blue outfit there with Squeaky Kitty. And your granny has just walked in and seen the special cat. Oh, it's just lovely. Say, hey, granny.
Hey, granny.
Hey, granny. Oh, dear. I just love that picture. Okay, y'all, I'm going to declare your independence today by giving you the answers to the quiz. The quiz that Big Fatty did weeks ago on the Pride 48 weekend, and then replayed last week on Thursday. And y'all, and then we'll announce the winner. But y'all, I want to just play some of the music again and tell you what they were so you can check your answers at home, Pig Freddy. That'll just be lovely. Now, y'all, this one is Granny's Medical Maladies. You know, when Granny was having his heart attack and all that kind of stuff, that's what I played during those times. Yes, Big Freddy, that was number one. Now here's number two. Y'all, you hear at the last little show of every month when Stevie B leads us in the Bulgarian National Anthem. Here's number three. Now, y'all, this one may be a little tough because you usually hear some talking over it. In fact, what you normally hear is this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
Of course, that is Axe Big Fatty. And y'all, number four, everyone should get this one. Yes, Big Fatty.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis.
Y'all, that, of course, is the Fat Cave music, and that's where Big Fatty goes to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty, what about number 5? Now, y'all, we haven't heard this one in a long time. Y'all, that is the Memory Lane music where Big Fatty would give a little quiz about an old TV machine program. Yes, Big Fatty, number 6. Y'all, of course, that is the music for when that Kyle in the Hawaiian calls. But y'all, it's been so long. He's unsubscribed, and he just had he didn't know, Big Fatty. He doesn't listen anymore. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, you normally don't hear this music in July, although you did hear it on July the 1st, because, y'all, that is the music that Big Fatty plays when he opens the Crema cards and the gift ads. Y'all, that's the Crema music, and also a favorite of the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, the crazy Mexican Hat M. Y'all, of course, you get to hear this one regularly whenever Big Fatty goes to the P.O. Box. Now, y'all, this one doesn't get used very often, and this stumped quite a few people. Y'all, this is the theme for when Big Fatty has a special guest on the little show. Y'all, this is the theme from the segment called The Gaze. That's G-A-Z-E, Big Fatty. Y'all, of course, this one is number 10, and y'all, it's the one that probably makes more people cringe than any other piece of music. Y'all, it is Big Fatty's Gentleman Caller Report. Big Fatty, I know it makes me want to go in the other room. Y'all, another favorite piece of music of Big Fatty's, y'all, it is what Big Fatty plays when he heads over to Spottin' Big Fatty. And y'all remember, you can send your pictures from the 4th of July weekend over there to Spottin' Crazy. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, number 12, I hope you went and got your pencil when that played, because that's what Big Fatty plays when he gives you time to go get your pencil. Big Fatty!
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, that, of course, is the old bumper for the old sea hag that Big Fatty used to play. Big Fatty is just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. Y'all, this one also has some talking over it, and y'all, you usually hear talking that says, I want you to get mad, I want you to go out and I'm mad as hell. Y'all, it's Blow It Out with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I don't blow it with me, I know. Y'all, I'm pretty sure everybody got this one. This is, of course, the Skull music. But y'all, I wish I had played the Tropical Skull rather than the Skull music. Big Fatty, that would have just been lovely. Y'all, you normally hear this music on a Thursday along with, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big Fatty, it's the coupon music. It's true. The coupon music was number 16. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this, of course, is the music that plays in the background. Now, I didn't start it at the beginning. I kind of started in the middle. But, y'all, it's the music Big Fatty plays when he talks about the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you hear that one quite often. Y'all, that is, of course, is Hamming It Up with Big Fatty. That's what Big Fatty plays right before he plays the voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, number 19, you hear most every Monday morning. Y'all, that is the Weekend Update music.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just love that.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is what is played when we have a winner on the voice letter contest. Y'all, the last time you heard that, the Seda 69 won, and I still hadn't sent him his gift yet. I tell you what, Seda, I'll just bring it to you in Vegas.
Big Ready, he's not going to Vegas.
Oh. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, I tried to fool you on that when I started that one in the middle and then just had the ending. That, of course, is the breaking news.
Yes, Big Freddy, that was number 21, and that's breaking news because the last one's coming up.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this, of course, is the BFO census music that Dells in Dallas composed for Big Fatty. And, y'all, it really is one of my all-time favorites.
Big Fatty, let's just listen for old time's sake.
And now, y'all, I am pleased to make the announcement of who the big winner is on the Little Show Music Contest.
Yes, Big Freddy, I'm anxious.
The winner of the contest is...
Big Freddy! Where the hell did that drama come from?
I just showed up over here. Y'all, the winner is Dr. Stone!
Big Freddy, that's
and y'all, I want to read you Dr. Stone's submission. By the way, I got just the nastiest submission from the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, these are his answers. Number one, farting section. Number two, burping time. Number three, Z time. Number four, farting time. Number five, old fart section. Number six, burping section. Number seven, smelly fart section. Number eight, burping moment. Number nine, burping session. Number 10, vulgar fart moment. Anyway, you get the idea.
Big Freddy, it's too bad it was too late. He was so close on so many of those. I know, it's true.
But y'all, let me just see if I can find Dr. Stone's here. I may have thrown it away. No, here it is right here. It says Dr. Stone submits his, and y'all, he had every one of them correct. He submits his thing and says, "It is with great regret that I know these music beds and submit my answers." Sadly submitted Dr. Ambassador Wesley E. Pluribus Pythagoras Stone III, P.I. And I wrote back and I said, dear Dr. Stone, it is with great sadness that I must inform you that you were the first listener to get all of the answers correct. The prize can from Gus Chad will be forwarded to the Hacienda. And his response to that was, woe is me. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely 4th of July weekend, and I hope that Hurricane Arthur doesn't hamper your plans any. Y'all, one thing I want you to do, y'all, I want you to put it in your VRC to recode a little show called Vicious. It comes on Sunday nights on the PBS, and y'all, it's absolutely hysterical. So y'all, put that in your VRCs. It's called Vicious, and you can catch up with episode one on the www. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Cap, Adam Burns, and that Daniel Biba, and Daniel, any last words for Independence Day?
You know, Big Fatty is the clearinghouse for all things on the internet.
Oh, Big Fatty can clear a house if you give him baked beans.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.